Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Monday, April 22nd. On today's show, auctions are on the rise in the real estate market, according to the Los Angeles Business Journal. Plus, Grade A office space is becoming an increasingly significant factor in the commercial real estate segment. And Bengaluru-based RMZ Corporation is exploring real estate expansion opportunities in the US, EU, and UK. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with an interesting trend in the commercial real estate market in Los Angeles. The city is seeing an uptick in property auctions as rising interest rates and high vacancy levels lead to distress. Colliers recently took an interesting approach by selling a 43,700 square foot mixed-use retail and office property in downtown's Fashion District at an online auction. Here to discuss this trend is Simply CRE correspondent Michael. So, what are the advantages of selling properties through auctions in the current market environment?
Auction sales can be an attractive option for sellers in a distressed market. Unlike traditional sales processes, which can be lengthy and unpredictable, auctions require potential buyers to perform due diligence up front. Once a seller accepts an offer, it's a binding deal, and the buyer has limited time to wire the all-cash payment. This can lead to quicker transactions. In the case of the downtown Fashion District property, over 100 confidentiality agreements were signed, resulting in a $13.5 million sale.
Are we seeing an increase in auction sales activity overall? What do the numbers show?
According to Victor Gutierrez from auction platform 10X Commercial Real Estate, their nationwide volume is up 20% quarter over quarter. He believes this is tied to the broader commercial real estate market thawing after transaction volumes were down 55% last year. In Los Angeles County specifically, 8 properties auctioned on 10X's platform in Q1 2023, with an average deal size of $4.44 million. 4 of those properties sold, resulting in a 50% trade rate, nearly double from last year.
What's driving this shift towards auctions? Is it mainly due to distress in the market?
Historically, auctions have been associated with distressed assets. The current economic disconnect with strong job numbers but challenges in commercial real estate may be contributing to more properties ending up at auction. Damian Smoter from Real Insight Marketplace notes that interest rate increases have led to dislocation in the market and a bigger bid-ask spread. This has created opportunities for auctions to give sellers and brokers a different way to transact.
Are there certain types of properties or price points that are better suited for auction sales?
According to Smoter, the auction price point that works well is typically in the $1 million to $15 million range. The downtown Fashion District property that Colliers sold falls in the upper end of that range at $13.5 million. Asset types that tend to do well at auction include vacant land, single-tenant properties, and assets that are more commoditized or cookie-cutter in nature. Auctions can be more challenging for larger, more complex assets that require extensive due diligence.
Thanks for those insights on the increased auction activity in the Los Angeles commercial real estate market, Michael. On a related note, Grade A office spaces are becoming increasingly sought after by businesses looking for modern, high-quality workspaces. These premium offices are known for their prime locations, cutting-edge amenities, and sustainable design. To learn more, we're joined now by our correspondent. So tell us, what makes Grade A office spaces so appealing to companies today?
Well, David, Grade A offices have really become the gold standard for corporate environments. Companies realize that providing an attractive, well-equipped workspace is crucial for employee productivity and satisfaction. These buildings feature the latest in architectural design, technology integration, and on-site perks like fitness centers and cafes. It's all about creating a space that people enjoy working in.
And it seems this demand isn't limited to just tech companies anymore. What other industries are gravitating towards Grade A offices?
That's right. While the tech sector has traditionally been the biggest occupier of Grade A spaces, we're seeing strong interest from a diverse range of industries now. Financial services, automotive, pharma, They're all recognizing the importance of a high-quality office for attracting top talent and projecting a strong brand image. As work becomes more collaborative, an environment that facilitates teamwork is key.
So as demand grows, how are developers innovating to make these office spaces even more appealing and efficient?
Innovation and sustainability are the two big focus areas. Developers are integrating advanced tech for smarter building management and user experience. Many Grade A offices now come with green certifications like LEED or WELL, with energy-efficient systems and eco-friendly design. Sattva Knowledge City in Hyderabad is a prime example, and their upcoming image tower is set to be a landmark for the animation and gaming industry.
The future of the workplace is certainly being redefined, with demand for Grade A offices looking set to remain strong as more companies prioritize quality workspaces to keep their employees happy and productive. Speaking of real estate developers, Bengaluru-based RMZ Corporation is looking to expand its footprint beyond India's borders. The company has set its sights on opportunities in the United States, European Union, and United Kingdom as it aims to become a global player in the alternative asset space. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. So what is driving RMZ's global ambitions?
RMZ wants to diversify its portfolio to manage risk while still capitalizing on the strong real estate fundamentals in India. The company believes venturing into developed overseas markets will allow it to generate better dollar returns compared to focusing solely on its home market. RMZ is actively pursuing deals in the EU, UK, and US, with the goal of closing some transactions in the next 12 to 15 months.
What kind of opportunities is RMZ targeting in these overseas markets?
The company sees potential in distressed commercial real estate assets in the US, where valuations have taken a hit recently. RMZ believes it can leverage its capital and expertise to acquire and turn around underperforming properties. In Europe, the focus seems to be more on acquiring stabilized income-generating assets to balance out development risk. RMZ is open to investing across the risk spectrum, from brownfield developments to core assets.
How does this overseas push fit into RMZ's overall growth strategy? The company has some pretty ambitious targets.
RMZ is aiming to have a staggering $100 billion of assets under ownership by 2032. While acknowledging it's a lofty goal, company leadership believes it's achievable. The global expansion is part of a broader diversification strategy for RMZ. In addition to geographical diversification, the company also plans to move beyond its core office development business into other asset classes like residential, warehousing, hospitality, and mixed-use projects.
What's the impetus for this strategic shift? RMZ has been a major player in India's Grade A office market.
Part of it seems to be a desire by the next generation of leadership to put their own stamp on the company. Mihir Menda, a member of RMZ's supervisory board, indicated they are looking for opportunities with a shorter investment horizon than the typical development project. Acquiring and repositioning existing assets can start generating returns much quicker than ground-up construction.
It will definitely be interesting to see how RMZ's new initiatives take shape in the coming years. On the topic of companies expanding their offerings, Figma, the popular design tool startup being acquired by Adobe for $20 billion, announced today it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard product to help users get started and organize projects more easily. For more, we're joined by our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly is Figma adding to FigJam?
FigJam is Figma's collaborative online whiteboard that teams use to brainstorm ideas, plan projects, and run meetings. It uses a digital sticky note metaphor. Interestingly, Figma says two-thirds of FigJam's weekly users are actually not designers, showing it has broad appeal. To make it even easier to use, especially for those non-designers, Figma is leveraging generative AI in a few key ways.
Let's start with that first one, helping users create new FigJam boards. How will that work?
Starting with a blank canvas can be intimidating for new FigJam users. So Figma developed an AI tool that lets you describe the type of board you want to create, listing elements you might need like a calendar or project timeline. The AI then generates a template to get you started based on that prompt. It's meant to eliminate that initial hurdle of facing a blank page.
And Figma is also using AI to help wrangle all those digital sticky notes once you get going.
Exactly. As a FigJam board grows, it can get unwieldy to manage dozens or hundreds of notes. So Figma added an AI-powered feature to automatically sort those stickies into logical groupings, whether by theme, by person responsible, or other criteria. This should make large boards much more manageable and organized without manual effort.
Finally, Figma has a way to boil down those full boards into key points.
Right. Scrolling through a sea of sticky notes to glean the main takeaways can be time-consuming. So there's now an AI feature that can auto-generate a summary from all the notes on the board. According to Figma's CPO, Yuki Yamashita, this leverages AI to synthesize key themes that a user previously had to do themselves.
Is there any concern about the AI models generating inappropriate content?
Figma says they are using OpenAI's models, which have some content controls built in. But they've also tweaked the models to understand Figma and FigJam's specific concepts. And they are testing a warning system that won't let users proceed if their prompts go outside the intended use cases in a way that could result in harmful or improper content being generated.
When will Figma users get access to try out these new AI features in FigJam?
All three capabilities, creating boards from a prompt, grouping stickies, and auto-summarizing, are launching today in an open beta. So any Figma user can start experimenting with them now and seeing how generative AI can make collaborating in FigJam easier and more productive, especially for those without a design background.
Thanks for breaking down those new AI features in Figma for us. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.